Ask Catherine. Hi, Catherine. I just listened again to your discussion with Jason while in San Diego. I wonder if the portable lab you mentioned would be able to tell you through its testing what effects you have been or are getting from the use of the Blue Shield and the QRS. It was a great discussion, and I will probably listen to many times more. I was also impressed with Harry Blaser's interview with Don Huber. Thank you so much for all the helpful information. I don't, I do carry something to measure EMF. It's not something I can use to test the effects on me of the Blue Shield and the QRS. I assess those from the my experience of using them. So I'm convinced that they both help. Catherine, after a long hiatus, it's good to be back in the Solaria family. I'm a recent resubscriber. I've missed the unique and in-depth review of money and markets, politics, and everything in between, including the amazing lineup of interesting and thought-provoking guests. I'm excited for this week's interview with Bill Nyman. I will never forget your exhortation from years ago: if you don't know your farmer, you shouldn't eat it. Living in the heart of Montana's best beef and lamb country, there's much easier to do than when I previously lived in Texas. And then he goes on to describe a very interesting two natural beef producers. It's I don't know how to pronounce it. It's INDRE Indra Land Ranch and Crazy Peak Montana Premium Beef. The links will be in the notes. And he recommends someone for the to be a guest. So I really appreciate these links. They look terrific. I'll take a look. And if you're ever near traveling through Sweet Grass County, Montana, Big Timber, please give me a call and I'll arrange a range tour for you. It sounds very good. I'd be very interested in doing that. As you know, I love Montana. Dear Catherine, thank you for the many enlightening posts on your website. You've helped me appreciate beauty and culture ever more deeply, but I'm still grappling with how to interact and respond to my local circle, especially folks at my church who are now jumping onto the anti-gun bandwagon with ever more fervor, if that's possible, than they had in opposing Trump's election and subsequent presidency. They buy the mainstream story about the recent school shooting of the lone troubled gunman and see the solution as banning guns. I don't want to argue with good people and their good intentions. It seems like arguing will get us nowhere but into a state of chaos. Last time I asked you a question along these lines, you said that transparency would help. Please share your thoughts or views on how we can bring positive energy to such a challenging situation, especially in our own personal circles. Again, thank you so much for all you can do to help your subscribers and make your world a better place. I really believe the first thing you can do for everybody in the church is to simply pray for them. Just pray that the truth be revealed. I really believe in a situation like this that prayers work. In our prayer books, you will find the Deer's Cry prayer at the end, and the Deer's Cry prayer is something I pray at least 5 to 10 times a week. And I find it's unbelievably helpful in situations like this. What you have to do with folks like this, there's no point in sort of fighting with them and getting into opposition. But what I find is sometimes if you wait, and especially if you're praying for people, that they may at some point ask you truthfully what you believe, and then you need to respond truthfully, but do it with an incredible spirit of calm, and not be vested in the result of what you say, or in other words, not project any emotional need to persuade them of anything. If you can get them to be willing to watch a video or a DVD, this is a situation where Richard Dolan's new series at Gaia TV on false flags would be very, very helpful. And you can arrange a showing with a potluck dinner. Now, it's a series of 11 videos, so it's a lot. And maybe you can just show them a few. But I find no matter what the topic, there is one or two good DVDs. One I strongly recommend when it's ready is Truth Stream, is coming out with a DVD about the history of mind control. And the biggest problem you have with the people in your church is they're ingesting a huge amount of entrainment and subliminal programming, feel free to print out the transcript on my interview with Adam Trombley on entrainment and subliminal programming, or any of our reviews on the use of that stuff to get people hooked on gambling or pornography or anything else. And if you can get them to read and talk about it, maybe do a potluck dinner. That would be good. They need to know. And what I've found is sometimes if I'm telling people, because I'm sincerely concerned about the fact that they're getting tricked, and it doesn't matter what the topic is, whether it's tricked over school shooting or tricked over vaccines or, you know, whatever, but just beginning to understand that they're ingesting a huge amount of mind control technology and they're being manipulated could be helful. But again, you really need an opening where they ask you for your opinion. And I think it's extremely important when you give it that you answer truthfully, but you not be vested in persuading them of your point of view. You just share it. And I think the most important thing is not to teach them the truth of school shooting. It's to teach them the truth of how their minds and spirits are being manipulated. Anyway, what I look for is try to find ways of giving other people energy in a manner that gives me energy. So it's a matter of coming to a place where you respect their desire to know from you what they want to know, as opposed to what you think they need to know. It's really a matter of respecting somebody else's position. And it's hard to do when mind control is operating, which I think it clearly is with the church that you're in. Next question. Are you familiar with World Affairs Brief? Yes, I am familiar with World Affairs Brief. I've read one of the books by the proprietor at one point. I don't have an opinion just because I'm not current. It's not a website that I use. But I've certainly never, I don't have any big red flags. I just haven't found the material as useful as other sites that I use. Someone sent a video by a couple of targeted individuals talking about some of the financial corruption they had run into, which was very interesting. And their question was, I believe this is important. Could this be the local bridge to the missing $21 trillion, a game changer? It's a part of it, but there's an enormous number of different kinds of financial fraud. And this, so yeah, is this a part of it? Yes. But I don't think it's a game changer. The challenge of dealing with $21 trillion is you're dealing with a flow of money that really touches almost everything. Okay, let's see. I would really encourage you, again, we made the pension fund article public, and I would really encourage you to read it. It's at pension.solaria.com, which is the web presentation for the annual wrap-up. And one of the things you will finally understand is why I've been beating the drum about the money going missing from HUD and DOD, because ultimately what this is going to come down to is, are we going to abrogate our obligations to retirees or not? And that $21 trillion is very much a part of that play. So again, check out the pension fund article at pension.solaria.com. Catherine, I recall listening to one of your videos about missing trillions. In it, you described the existence of two groups of globalists, the pilgrims and the Ziacons. With the Satanist Ziacons being exposed and forced to resign, do you think that the pilgrims are alive and well and avoiding the spotlight? Well, first of all, the Ziacons are, I assure you, whoever's had to resign is a small handful of those who are in power and rocking and rolling. Also on February 2nd, you tweeted the following: this week on Money and Markets, forget the memo, get the real story. Congress authorizing no warrant surveillance, failure to comply with black budget to cover up $21 trillion missing and $1.5 trillion for nuclear weapons. Fascism won big in January. Do you think there is a possibility that Trump is a pilgrim and that we, the few people that care about the Constitution, are being flanked by the pilgrims while we are distracted waiting for all the pedophilia Satanists to be arrested? I'm not sure I understand your question, but here's what I will say. The pilgrims are remarkably not to be seen or found. And if anything, they're letting the Zyokons run around and do a great deal of damage. The question is why. I think we are, when I listen to people who, coming out of the Trump campaign, are sitting around waiting for pedophiles to be arrested, I think that is a distraction. You need to judge events according to what really happens, not according to lots of covert gossip about what's going to happen. I think that's hope porn, and I see very little hard evidence that pedophilia is being dealt with in a very significant way. Now, there's no doubt that there's a certain amount of effort to cut out some of the lower levels. And the thing that's very positive about what Trump has done is he has provided a great deal of sort of verbiage about how he wants all this stuff to stop. And that has been very encouraging for state and local enforcement to do what they can. So I think it's making a difference. The reality is, if you're going to make real headway, you've got tremendous online operations, including pornography, and you're going to have to cut all of that out. Unfortunately, one of my suspicions is that's very much entwined with the FBI and not in a good way. And that's part of the mess that we're seeing at the FBI, or it may be in the mix, but more on that at another time. Another interesting comment on the sort of military versus Zyokon. I've talked repeatedly about the fact that I think the generals, or the military line that got Trump elected, wants to make sure that the Zyokons don't get their war. I think they're sick of what the Zyokons have gotten America to do in the Middle East in terms of cost to the U.S. budget, cost to the Middle East, cost to the American taxpayer. And I think there's a real effort now by the generals to stop the Israelis getting us into a war with Iran. And it's interesting to see General Kelly essentially arranging to pull Jared Kushner's security clearance this week. I also think it's the American generals, one way or another, who are behind the police recommending indictment of Netanyahu. There's more developments there with some of his old colleagues apparently testifying against him. Whether or not they move forward with an indictment is yet to be seen, but whether it's the efforts to basically pin Netanyahu's wings or to deny Kushner access to certain information, I find it a very interesting development, and one that says someone with is trying to assert adult supervision here, but it looks to me like the pilgrims are in the background, and right now we're seeing the military versus the Zyokons, and the military has had enough of their time and money being wasted. Next question. Hi, Catherine. I'm honored to be able to contact you. Below is a direct quote from Seth that reveals why the Cabal are so intent on keeping us convinced war, disaster, and doom are a reality. It also reveals how we neutralize their program, concentrate only on the positive and constructive and healthful, and never on the opposite. Say, stay strong, we need you. I'm not a big fan of channeled material. Sometimes I'll read it, like The Course in Miracles, but I never know how much of this stuff is coming from Langley, Virginia, since they do have the technology to get, sort of people to channel stuff like this. I do believe in the power of intention, faith, and thoughts. If you haven't listened to our interview with Bill Tiller and Lynn McTaggart, I would really encourage you to do so. But I also think it's very important that we be willing to deal with reality as it is and not go off in a. I believe in being positive, but I also think that is where being positive can get you to ignore what's going on and not to assert adult supervision. The final question, someone sent me a really beautiful link to an interview on a spiritual project whereby they were collecting, Denver University Spiritual Project Choir was collecting slave era songs, and really something very remarkable. So that is up on the website. It's very beautiful. Thank you.